This interview with Mr. and Mrs. Rolf Cordes is part of the Pioneers on Tape program sponsored by the Leland Township Library. Its purpose is to make available to its public a series of recorded tapes by senior citizens who have lived in the area for many years. By recording this oral history, we hope to preserve the traditions, events, and color of our area. Mr. Cordes, will you please state your full name?
My name is Ralph Cordes.
Okay. And Mrs. Cordes, your name is?
I'm Lucille Cordes.
And your maiden name is?
Corrigan.
Okay. When did you first get married?
We got married on February 9th?
Mm-hmm.
1935.
Where did you meet? Did you meet around Leland? Or?
Yeah, I'm an RN and I came up here with a patient.
Okay. And may I ask your ages?
Oh, yeah. I'm 76. I was 76 April before.
I'm 77.
Okay. And Mr. Cordes, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I do. I have seven brothers and sisters.
And how many are brothers and how many are sisters?
I have four brothers and three sisters. One sister is deceased.
Do any of them live around here still?
One brother, Oswald Cordes, lives here in Leland.
And what are the rest of their names?
Well, there's Mildred Cordes, Detroit, and Jane Cordes Smith, lives in Ferndale, and Walter Cordes in Wilmington, Delaware, Jerome Cordes in Lansing, East Lansing, and Catherine Cordes Mitchell, Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay. Mrs. Cordes, do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I'm one of 11, but I'm the only one left. They're all deceased but me.
Okay, and what are your parents' names?
Well, Oswald Cordes, my father.
Oswald and, Julius.
And my mother was Catherine Swartz Cordes. Schwartz is her maiden name.
Is she any relation to Joe Schwartz over here?
His brother. Her sister,
rather. He's a brother.
Yeah. And your parents' names are?
My father was Patrick James Corrigan, born in Ireland. My mother was Susan Fritz, born in Ohio.
And do you have any children?
Yes, we have. We do. We have seven.
Seven children?
Yes, seven children.
And their names are?
Well, we'll start from the top. There's Susan Cordes, Baltimore, and Esther Cordes Brohl, Rockford, Michigan, and Peter Cordes in Ada, Michigan, Ralph Cordes in York, Pennsylvania, and Mary Cordes McIntosh in Lansing, and Catherine Cordes Cook, Marin, Michigan, and Patricia Cordes Vincent, Traverse City.
So you have kids all over the world.
All over the
place. So do you keep in touch, really? Well, that's good. And how long have you lived in Leland?
I've lived here, most of my life, except about 7 years, I guess, that I was going to school and working in Milwaukee.
Oh, what is it, college?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What college did you go to?
Marquette. I graduated from Marquette Mechanical Engineering in 1930.
Oh, so is that your trade, or?
That's what I was educated in.
Oh, did you?
I managed by stayed up here and managed to Little Mercantile, which my father and uncle owned. And the circumstances worked out that way.
Were you working there while you were still in high school, or?
Oh yeah, yes I did.
You worked in the
I worked there. Summers when I was in college.
I know when I was doing some previous history on that history of our school, I ran across something in a book that your family was one of the first out here.
Yes. The grandparents. Grandfather was one of three men who registered the first plat of Leland in Lansing in 1868.
So they came here in 1868, or did they come here before then?
I think before that, sometime or other, I don't know when. Now my grandfather, Peter Anthony Cordes, he died in about 1876. He died when my dad was about 4 years old.
Mm. And how long have you lived here?
48 years in February.
So you came up here for a visit and ended up here getting married.
Mm. I came and I met Ralph and I came down, we got married.
So is this all of a sudden? Huh? Uh-huh.
So that's the way it is.
That's the way it went.
Let's see. When you lived with your parents when you were younger, was your house really small or was it a large house? Or?
It was a fair-sized house. It's the house on the corner across from the post office where the bank is.
Right down here?
Right here, yeah. That was my home as a young man, young kind of child. And we had quite a large, there was nine in the family, and there was, nine kids, and we had a big garden. My dad kept a couple cows, so we had milk and had chores to do, take care of all that.
All the chores,
huh? You finished our when you were old enough.
Did you have a favorite place in the house?
Favorite place?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really, I guess. Probably the dining room table.
When the first house was up here, did you have indoor plumbing or did you?
No, we didn't.
You have an outhouse? Was it heated or anything? Or was
it
just
heated? I thought ours was a little one cut above, because at that time we had a large woodshed, and my mother did laundry out there. And one corner of the woodshed was the outdoor toilet, so it had a little more protection than the stuff in the open.
It was encased in his own walls, too.
Yeah, that must have been cold running out through this cold winter night.
You don't know anything so cold in your lifetime.
Really?
Our generation, in the youth, that's the way everybody lived. Even the wealthy didn't.
Sometimes.
You had to be very wealthy, really.
You had a vessel of some kind. Come another slop jar in the house that you could use and empty it.
Was it very close to the house, or did you have to put on your shoes and your coat and walk all the way
out?
Well,
you have to have shoes and coat.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't too far away, but it was cold enough.
When you lived here, were there bears around or anything?
No.
Because I know at one time they said that there were bears out here.
I never heard of any bears close by.
I've never saw any. Not since I'm here anyhow.
That would be one thing that would keep me in the house from going to the bathroom at night. What kind of heat did you use to heat your house?
Oh, we had a wood furnace. Mm-hmm. And the kitchen stove was wood. And Mother did all the cooking on that. And of course, got quite a bit of heat from it too, mm-hmm. but we burned 100% wood.
So your whole house was heated by wood?
Yeah, and then the wood, but the kitchen stove had to be split, piled in the woodshed, and then that was a daily chore for someone to bring wood in, fill the wood box in the house, and It was nice. He...
Was your house, is it the house that's standing there, the same house?
Same house, yeah.
That was built at the time he was born?
Yeah, my dad built that. And, he finished the upper story, the second story of it. He built it, the first story and finished the second story a little later.
You mean just the inside?
Inside.
The whole building was constructed.
And you said you were related to Joe Schwartz right over here?
I am. Joe is my uncle.
He's your uncle.
He's 3 years younger than I am, but he's my uncle.
Did he live there when you lived right across the street, or?
No, he lived Riverside Inn, belonged to my grandpa and grandma Schwartz, and it was on the other side of the street from where it is now, on Courthouse Street, and that's was where Joe lived as a young boy. After his parents died, my grandparents, he lived with one of his brothers or sisters.
Also, the Schwartz family and the Cordes family were two of the first people here.
Yeah, we were.
Were there any other that you remember?
I don't remember. That part I just heard stories about. I think Mansaw, there's a marker for him up on the hill. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but if you go on by the school back, in there, there's a marker. He was one of the pioneers.
Did you go to Leland School?
Yes.
And how many years was that for?
Well, I started there, first grade. And I went through 2 years of high school. It wound up in 1921. There was only 2 years of high school here at the time.
Like
9th and 10th
grade?
Yes. Then I went to St. Francis for 2 years, graduated 23 at St. Francis.
But did you have to board in Traverse, or did you?
Yes, my mother had an aunt and an uncle there, my great aunt, or great great aunt and uncle. I boarded there, went to high school.
So how did you like that situation, was it? Did you come back here on weekends?
Well, as a rule now, no, I came at Christmas time. Maybe once in between the start of school and Christmas. And the winter time, 1 year for Easter, we were snowed in and the train wasn't running. That's the only way we could get here. Well, not the only, but in the winter time, the only way you could get here was a train.
So the train ran from
To Lake Leelanau. Or Prudemont is a good one there.
Prudemont was called.
Oh, that's what Lake Leelanau was?
Yeah, his name was Prudemont. They thought that Lake Leelanau would be a more recreational name, I guess.
Oh. So did you like school in Leland?
Oh, I did, very much, yes.
They have lots of books and things?
Well, probably not as much as they have now.
They have a library at all, or were they just?
Well, not as such. I think probably some books in different rooms. And I had two teachers in high school. I remember a geometry class, particularly where there was three students. We were all about the same ability, so that was a nice class.
That's good. I know we had a class that was 7 kids, and we thought that was small.
We started, when I started school up here, they had the two rooms. And then when, at the time I finished, they built, it was a wood school, and by the time I finished, they built on a couple more rooms. For high school, they had it so they could make it into a little auditorium, and they had a basketball floor in the basement, which, well, nobody played basketball today in a place like that. It was so, the ceiling was so low.
Yeah. I heard that at times people would go over and play basketball at Lake Leland's gym because they had a better gym than us at the time.
I think that's probably true, though. Especially after
it was probably before I came.
Especially after they had the fire up here.
I was going to say, the school had burned, and the new building was under construction at the time we married. Probably had better things after that.
So you were here during the construction of the new part after it had
burned? Well, yeah. I just know his younger sister was going to church basements for her classes, so the school couldn't have been completed yet. Must have walked by and seen it, but didn't really ever much thought it wasn't operating anymore.
No, they had the fire like Catherine. But it must have been in primary grades then, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
And she left the, none of the kids got their coats. They left without their coats. Mm-hmm. It came out, the fire came off so quick.
So what did you do on weekends for excitement when you were younger? Did you ever go over to Traverse City or?
I wouldn't think so. No, I'm sure I didn't as a youngster. I think we did played games and maybe played baseball or went for a hike up the beach and pitched horseshoes, or more or less made our own amusement at home.
Mm-hmm.
Traverse City was good. It was quite a major trip to go to mm-hmm. Traverse City.
What was it like going to Detroit is now, or?
Well, it probably seemed that way.
Well, in the winter when the snows were bad and cars, you didn't have windshield wipers. You had to get out and clean the windshield every so often. That was really a danger and hard.
Of course, when I was really young.
They didn't have adequate heaters in cars either.
Hmm? When I was really young, the cars didn't run in the wintertime.
No.
They just quit, and you had to go by sleigh.
What were the cars like then? Did you have windshield wipers?
It was. I don't know, it seems to me they had hand-operated ones, but they didn't have defrosters and such.
You know, those ones you had to wind up in front?
That's what you cranked them to start the cars.
The cars, yeah.
No self-starters to start with. The first car we had, belonged to the Mercantile, and we had a delivery body built for it, a wood delivery body, and one person could sit in it. And then there was a touring car body for it. You could take it in the garage and take one body off and put the other one on if you want to go for a ride on Sunday afternoon. You had a brass band on the front of it.
How did you get the one body off to put the other one on?
I don't remember.
Was
my
heavy?
Dad took care of that. It was probably fairly heavy, but he managed it some way, I guess. Oh. Of course, those days, when you traveled by car, if you got a flat tire, you had to take the tire off and patch the inner tube up and put the tire back on and blow it up. And so that took you maybe half an hour on the job to fix the tire.
So if you're late for work.
I say, I remember Mother telling about when Uncle Emil brought, when after Catherine had her mastectomy, Jordan and Uncle Emil brought her home. They didn't have a windshield wiper. She said he used to get out and clean off the window. Do I remember correctly?
I think he didn't have defroster, probably.
Was that it? Whatever. They had a hard time getting here.
But originally they...
Because of visibility.
Originally, mm-hmm. about the only thing they had for a defroster was a little fan that you could blow it towards the windshield.
Oh, I've seen cars with that,
and that would kind of direct the warm air that way. We had a horse that we used it for. We'd go to church with a horse, go to Lake Leelanau with a sleigh, a horse. And then I was really young, but the horse was the only way we had to deliver groceries. And we delivered ice, cut ice in the wintertime and filled our ice house with that. In the summertime, we delivered it to customers with a horse.
What was the Mercantile like back then? Was it just did people come in and buy things, or did you just take them all to them?
Yeah, they did. It was more of a general store, and it was not self-serve. Mm-hmm. We
Yeah. So the food was like behind the counter and you got it from them.
Most of it. During the time I was there, we kept changing more self-serve.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we used to do with summer people, resorters, we would go to their house in the morning and take their order for groceries.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have telephones, most of them. And then we'd take the orders back to the store, put them up and deliver them about noon that day.
Did you have mostly farm goods and things there, or did you get things shipped in?
We had things shipped in.
Didn't that take a long time to get them out here?
Well,
or did they come from like Traverse City?
We got groceries from Traverse City. Originally, they came by train to Lake Leland. We even got bread from a bakery in Traverse City. And they had boxes with a lid, and after we get a certain number of those, we'd haul them back. And
mm-hmm.
At one point, we had a truck, and we used to haul fish for the fishermen that they were shipping out. We'd haul it to the train in Lake Leland. And we'd bring back our hardware and groceries and whatever came on the train.
When did they take the train out?
I don't remember that. That must have been there.
I don't remember either. It was after we married. Before Tom came there. When we got married.
That's right, I did.
Sometime after 35.
But I remember.
Around 40 or so.
But were cars more populated in this area mm-hmm. then? Were cars more populated in this area then?
There was cars, and there was also a truck, Hunnenberg Trucking Service. He did the trucking all around the county, and in this part of the county. And so they didn't use the train as much as they did before. The depot was located about where the post office is in Lake Leland. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they had like little busing things like the Leland train. They had buses like the Leland trains that to take people places?
Not really buses.
Yeah.
It was more like a truck. Suppose they could stow a couple people away someplace in there. Not very comfortable.
Yeah, I heard when the school consolidated that the first school buses they had looked a lot like trucks.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
remember.
Somebody
told me.
The early days, they had a barn on the corner, kitty corner from the post office, right next to Nelson's law office. That was, they always had six or eight horses. And they carried the mail to Lake Leland with horses, with a sleigh, and they hauled groceries and stuff back and forth from Lake Leland. First horse we had, the horse that we had when cars started coming back was even scared to death of horses, of cars.
What the horse was?
Yeah, you'd meet a horse and buggy, and you'd meet a car coming towards you. And old Jerry would rear up in his hind legs, until the car got by, he wasn't sure just what he was going to do. He'd come down, and he'd be all right. That was quite a thrilling experience.
Imagine.
Driving down the road with a little horse and
yeah, sometimes they could run away.
Oh, do you have any problems with that ever?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's good.
another way we got groceries and produce in here was by boat.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dock went out in Lake Michigan, and the summertime the steam boats would bring stuff from Chicago. We got in the mercantile, we got produce that way.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the boat would come in on Sunday sometimes. We'd go down, meet it, bring the produce back to the store. And produce was rare enough so that we'd have people lined up waiting to buy it when we got back. You know.
So everybody knew when the boat was coming in?
Yeah.
So you had a big rush in the store that day.
Then later on, after we were married, we shipped produce up here from Chicago by express, Railway Express. That was really a good service. We could call a place in the afternoon And the next day, the next morning, we have the produce in the depot in Lake Leland all ready to pick it up.
So did you more or less run the mercantile after you got back from college, or?
No, did I manage it?
You did run it.
I did manage it for, I don't know, quite a few years, 38 years.
Did you do anything after that, or did you just
retire? Well, I was old enough. I retired.
Did you find it quite enjoyable, or?
Oh, yes. I worked part-time after, I guess. Yeah. After I quit the full-time, I worked, helped out down there, bookkeeping and stuff, but.
What, has it just been handed down in the family, or?
Well, see, his father is the one who.
Yeah, my father and my uncle owned it, and I owned part of it, half of it there for a short time. And my uncle died. Mr. Moneke bought that side of the business out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was part owner for quite a long time.
That's good. Well, thank you very much.
Welcome.
You're the oldest of your family, are you not?
Yes.